Good morning on this Wednesday morning. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you just outside Ascension Lutheran Church here in Citrus Heights for day 37 of the serving challenge that we've been doing throughout Lent. I'm standing just outside, just off church property, because the challenge today is to burst the bubble, for us as Christians to break out of our Christian bubbles and to serve the world around us and just not just each other. Pastor Zach holds up that so much of the serving that we do is people within the church, people within the Christian community, which is wonderful. We are in fact called to serve those neighbors as well. But the challenge is to get even further beyond that, to serve our neighbors who are outside of the church, who are outside of our Christian bubbles, that they might experience the love of God in those loving acts that we perform and give to them. That being said, here at Ascension, I do think we do pretty well in this regard. We have many opportunities to serve our neighbors through serving the local food pantry and loaves and fishes, and there's plenty of ways that we are in fact serving our neighbors. However, there always are more opportunities, and I think today I would say the challenge is for us each individually to look for those opportunities to be a good neighbor to the people we live around, to the people we work with, the people we encounter when we're out in the community. What does it look like to be a good neighbor, to hand a person who doesn't have housing a blessing bag as we are stopped at the stoplight, to offer a word of encouragement to somebody who we pass upon the street, to smile and offer a warm greeting when somebody comes to our door, to notice when a neighbor has left a car door open or needs their garbage can brought up. What are the ways we can serve outside of our Christian bubble, outside of the places and ways that we are most comfortable, that the love of God might actually be experienced by those who have yet to hear it? Because really that's what makes us different than all those people who serve, is that we serve in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, Pastor Zach reminds us about the Red Letter Challenge, which we did 2 years ago during Lent, and that he wrote that as an encouragement and a challenge for his congregation to do that very thing, to get outside of their church walls. And as we head towards Easter, maybe that's a time to be intentional about serving somebody on this during this Holy Week or this Easter weekend, to let them know that you are doing so, loving them and serving them in the name of the one who gave his life for them and for you and for me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Maundy Thursday, and we will have a worship service tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll have a foot washing, Holy Communion, and the stripping of the altar Friday. On Good Friday, we'll have two services, one at noon and one at 7 o'clock, and then our Easter services on Sunday. The two evening services, Thursday and Friday, will be live streamed if you'd like to join us for those. And there will be videos both on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which will be our 40th day. It's been great making it this far in the challenge with you, and I hope you'll hold on for these last few days and journey with us to not only the crucifixion, but the resurrection. Take care.